I want to particularly thank our guests who've come from outside Waterloo, Rachel Ivey, Adriano Ocampo, and Sampa Badra, for joining us today. This, as you know, is the second event dedicated to encouraging women in physics. Yesterday we had a wonderful event for younger women, and I want to let you know that it's only the beginning. There will be many, many more such events at Perimeter, because this is a very high priority for us. So I want to say something about Perimeter. Our mission is to make breakthroughs in our fundamental understanding of reality. And that sounds rather ambitious, and that's exactly what we are. We study quantum theory and space-time and the fundamental laws of nature. Perimeter was designed as a fully autonomous center for developing and sharing knowledge and our deepest understanding of the universe. It combines leading-edge research with connectedness to the public and to the world. And I think of Perimeter as a kind of retake on the university. Universities have been remarkably successful and important in society, but it is time for a refresh. In many ways, they are not connected enough, they're not focused enough on their real mission, which is to develop and share knowledge, and they're often not relevant enough to society. So Perimeter is very exciting in that because we're autonomous, we have exceptional freedom, along with an exceptional challenge. And to meet that challenge of making breakthroughs, we have to very cleverly and carefully identify opportunities, and especially opportunities which others have missed. And one of the great opportunities is to bring people into physics and leading-edge research who are currently missed. People who are very talented, who for one reason or another are being overlooked by the system. And you don't have to look any further than women to see how we're missing 50% of the population right off the bat. So the situation with women in physics has been improving over the last few decades, but in fact, over the last decade itself has flatlined. And these are numbers from the American Physical Society. The number of undergrads in physics has flattened out at about 20%, even though the number of PhDs and postdocs is continuing to rise. And so clearly this means there's a big problem coming up in the next decade, because the flow of undergrads has slowed, and we will see the impact on PhDs and postdocs unless we take special measures to encourage young women to continue in research. And it goes without saying that 20% is completely unacceptable, and it's both bad for women and it's bad for physics. So we are determined to play our part in rectifying this, and because we are probably the most flexible, agile, free research institute in the world, thanks to our unusual situation, it is our responsibility to do that. So I'm especially pleased to announce today two new fellowships for young women in physics called the Emmy Noether Fellowships. And I want to say a little bit about Emmy Noether before I announce the winners of these fellowships. Emmy Noether was one of those undersung heroes in physics, in mathematical physics, in which there are particularly few women. Of course, Madame Curie is famous as the winner of two Nobel Prizes. But even Madame Curie is undersung because, in my view, she is actually the person who discovered quantum mechanics at the heart of the atom by identifying the nucleus, by identifying the atom as a source of radioactivity, which is a random process. She, in my view, actually saw, got the first glimpse of the fact that the world is quantum, not classical. And that's a point which is very rarely made. But Emmy Noether was a mathematical physicist who was a Jew and whose dad was a self-taught mathematician who got a faculty position in Erlangen. And he got her, he got the university to allow her to audit classes, even though she wasn't, there were no women allowed in university at that time in Erlangen. And so she audited the math classes, and finally, after she'd taken the full degree in this way, they agreed to let her graduate. And then they allowed her to teach. They allowed her, she did her PhD there, which she later described with absolute modesty as, quote, complete crap. And they allowed her to teach. She was anything but crap. And they allowed her to teach at the university without pay for several years. And then she attended the probably the leading institute for mathematics in Göttingen at the time, where people like David Hilbert and Hermann Weyl and other leading mathematicians were. And they very quickly recognized her genius. And Göttingen dropped its prohibition on women faculty, and they immediately appointed Emmy Noether to a faculty position at Göttingen, again without pay. And so she taught at Göttingen for, I think, 7 or 8 years. And at the beginning of her time there, she discovered, she made one of the greatest breakthroughs in theoretical physics of all time. She realized that the reason why quantities like momentum and energy and electric charge are conserved, and this is probably the most basic fact in physics, the reason for that is that the universe and the laws of physics have symmetries. And that idea of symmetry is what underlies modern physics. The history of physics in the 20th century has essentially been the search for more symmetry. And all of that was initiated by Emmy Noether and Noether's theorem. And so she's extraordinarily undersung, in my view, an amazing example to others. Sadly, she had to leave Germany in 1933 when Adolf Hitler came to power. Jewish scientists were fired from their positions at universities, and she came to the U.S. to Bryn Mawr and died there in her early 50s of an ovarian cyst. But she was an amazing, amazing person. And so I'm very happy to announce that we've created these Emmy Noether fellowships for young women faculty in physics. And the first two winners of these fellowships are Claudia Deram from Case Western University in the US, who is a gravity theorist who has shown in the last year or two how to make a theory in which the gravitational waves travel more slowly than the speed of light. And this was an amazing achievement, thought to be impossible. So Claudia will be visiting Perimeter for a semester in the coming year. The second winner is Sarah Paschetti, who's at the University of Surrey in the UK. And she is a quantum field theorist who is discovering new ways to formulate the theory of quantum fields. And we're equally exciting that she will be joining us at Perimeter. So I've talked for too long already. Let me just say you're all extremely welcome here. This is the beginning, we hope, of many, many more such events and programs. We want to play our part in leading the transformation of physics into a field where all genders have equal opportunity. So thank you very much.